Blog Talk
Good
Radio.
Morning. Well, good morning and happy Saturday to everyone out there. Hello to our guests in the chat room. Hello to the callers. Good morning. I am your host. I am Trixie Walker, and I have along with me my co-host and mastermind partner, Belinda Washington. We will be wrapping up our monthly call. We have been covering Chapter 2 of Think and Grow Rich, and so we are so excited to wake up this morning and be on this Blog Talk Radio show with you. You are listening to International Masterminded Blog Talk Radio Show. I will be your host this morning, Trixie Walker, and my co-host, again, is Belinda Washington. Our other mastermind partners are probably going to jump in at any time. As I said, this is our fifth Saturday as the Mastermind Group on the radio show, and we are excited and a little bit sad that we will not be hosting, but no worries. There are some other shows coming up every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. There is a Mastermind Group hosting and covering a part of Think and Grow Rich. So we do encourage you to, every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock to get excited and energized and come and learn and share so that we all could benefit from each other. I invite you to call, text, or email your family members and friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us via the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders with an S, or they can call us by phone at 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, you can also join us in our chat room. So welcome to those chatters out there. You may also join us through our Facebook. You can make a comment, let us know you're listening, post a question there as well. I will be monitoring that site throughout our call. Today we're going to complete and wrap up our Chapter 2 on faith from the Think and Grow Rich book. But before we get started, as my mastermind partner's line is unmuted, Belinda, could you tell our listeners a little bit about International Mastermind Association?
Good morning, everybody. This is Belinda Washington. I am the assistant pastor at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Riviera Beach, Florida. It is located at 868 West 9th Street, and I'm also an accountant, a CPA, and an auditor. So I'm very, very pleased to be on the call today, and we're just excited about our discussion on faith. The International Mastermind Association, IMA, is a group of like-minded individuals who come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge, effort, in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, to support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and to hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives, and they are spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you're going to succeed in any endeavor. Successful people have plans while failures never plan. Napoleon Hill said, education, knowledge, and influence is more powerful than any exchange of money. For more information about IMA, International Masterminders Association, visit us on the web, International Masterminders, and that's with the S, .com, or Facebook, International Mastermind Association. Follow us by liking our page. We want to say hi to the founder and president of IMA, Mrs. Ann McNeil, the Master Builder Building Mastermind. I'm sure she's out there listening with all of you and may join us at some point during this broadcast. Thank you.
Thank you, Belinda. Thank you so much for sharing that information. And I want to also thank you for telling our listeners who you are. I'm going to take that opportunity as well. I just want to remind you that my name is Trixie Walker. I am an author. I am a coach, a lifestyle empowerment coach. I am a founder of iteenmom.org. I founded that company to assist young moms and young women to aspire them, to help them to want to do better and to reach those high goals that they set for themselves in their lives. I am currently revising my website, but if you want to learn more information about me and the programs that I offer, I would ask you to jot down this email at the website, which is www.trixie, that's T-R-I-X-Y, walker.com. So that's TrixieWalker.com. I also am the executive director of a women's networking group, which is Women on a Mission to Earn Commission. And what a great group of women that I am able to circle myself around. We actually meet in the West Palm Beach area, and you can find out more about WOMTECH, which is Women on a Mission to Earn Commission. You can go to WOMTECH.com. So if you're looking for a great networking experience, I would advise you to reach out and contact us. At this time, if our founder of IMA is on the phone and she wants to welcome our callers, I just want to go ahead and say, Ann McNeil, if you're out there, please chime in.
Good morning, of course. Again, this is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives. And as always, Trixie, your group has done a tremendous job, and I'm like you, I'm really not wanting this to end. But considering the fact that every month we have a different group who are posting and hosting the Blog Talk Radio Show, and next week, starting next month, the group will be Danelle McNeil, actually, and I'm not remembering the group name, so I'm sure they're listening in and they will be promoting their group and introducing themselves during the show. And I'm so excited in advance as to what you're going to be discussing today, and I'm sitting here blogging and posting and texting and Facebooking to encourage our listeners to chime in, because you know, as we always know, that think and grow rich is such a powerful philosophy, but also we have to remember that you must have a dream to have a dream come true for this to work. So thank you in advance, and I'm looking forward to participating in the show. Thanks.
Bye. Okay, and while I have you on the phone, Ms. Ann McNeil, I'm going to just remind everyone that we do have a mid-year meeting coming up August 18th in Boca Raton. Now, what's the website that they can go to find out more information or to register for this event?
Thank you for that, Trixie. You can go to the International Mastermind Facebook page to register. The link is there, but also you can go directly to our website, which was mentioned earlier by Belinda, but I'll mention it again, and that is International Masterminders with an S. com. You can go there and just follow the link right on the front of the page. It says events, and just click that. You can also call me. I don't mind sharing my number, and that number is 786-546-0184. Again, my cell number is 786-546-0184. We're looking forward to having a wonderful event. As a matter of fact, we're actually expecting this to be one of the best mid-years we have ever had. We have our youth, we have families, we have friends, we have organizations, we have corporations, we have masterminders, and so we're just really, really, really looking forward to bringing our
strategic life plan for our life and being held accountable for what we've done so far this year, and then looking forward to getting help to achieve the balance of our goals for the balance of the year. So, again, that website is internationalmasterminders with an S.com to register. Thank you, Trixie.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that this morning, Ms. Ann McNeil. I just want to remind everyone, if you have a question or a comment while we're talking, we do have several callers on the phone this morning, so I'm not going to open up all the lines at this time, but if you do have a question or comment and want to chime in, press 1 on your keyboard or your phone, and then we will recognize you and open up your line so that we can give you the floor to speak. That is our procedure. And then once you speak, we ask you to press 1 again to take your hand down, and that way we know that if your hand comes up again that we can recognize you and unmute your line. So I just want to make sure that you guys have that little housekeeping rule. This morning, we kind of, like I said, we're going to wrap it up, so we're going to kind of go between what we've already discussed, and then I have a pretty good agenda of what I want to accomplish during this call. One of the things is, what does faith have to do with setting goals? Because that's what we do as masterminders. We set goals for ourselves. We set goals for our groups. We're going to talk about why we set goals. We're going to talk about how to set faith goals, and then we want to go over Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill's 13 Steps to Riches, and we're going to talk about what they will do for you. We also want to talk about what constitutes enduring riches. So we do have a full agenda, and I do hope that we are able to get everyone involved and excited. I just want to reiterate what my co-host Belinda just said about IMA. IMA is based on the book of Think and Grow Rich, which is one of the most influential books of all time. It points the way to personal achievement, to financial independence, and to riches of the spirit beyond mere money. The riches discussed in this book and in our discussions here today and every Saturday at 8 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio, they need not be thought of as only in financial terms. There are great riches in lasting friendships, harmonious family relationships, sympathy and understanding between business associates, and inner harmony that brings peace of mind measurable only in spiritual values. The philosophy of Think and Grow Rich will prepare you to attract and enjoy these higher things in life, but only and only if you are ready for them. So be prepared, therefore, when you expose yourself to the influences of this philosophy, to experience a change in your life which may help you not only to negotiate your way through life with harmony and understanding, but also to prepare you for the accumulation of material riches and abundance. The gift of this book is this: and all achievement and all earned riches have their beginning in a simple idea. If you are ready for the secret, you already possess one half of it. Therefore, you will readily recognize the other half the moment it reaches your mind. Now, at this time, I am going to pass this over to Belinda to kind of give us a brief overview of what have been discussed in previous shows. And I also have this quote here: faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. So, Belinda, if you can kind of just give us a brief overview of what we've been discussing in Chapter 2, I would greatly appreciate it, and I'm sure the listeners that is chiming in for the first time could benefit as well. So, Belinda,
okay,
you now have the mic.
Thank you, Trixie. We have looked at faith, and we started out saying, what is faith? Faith is the visualization and the belief in the attainment of a desire. So when you look at faith, first you have to have an idea. You have to actually visualize that idea. You must see it. You must use your imagination. One of the things that we have learned is what you talk about, what you visualize, that will increase. Whatever you think about, that will become larger. So we've learned and discussed this week that it is very important that we form an idea of where we want to be, what we desire to have. And when I think about that, I think about getting in a car. Say if you got in your mode of transportation and you filled that car with gas, you can have the oil changed, the car is in perfect condition, and you set out from your house. Let's say you leave from your place of residence. You pull out the back out, get on the road, and you just go. You just drive. You just drive. You can drive and drive and never stop. And if you have no idea of where you're going, where you desire to be, if you don't imagine it, if you don't have a plan, a roadmap, you will end up nowhere. You'll end up somewhere that you did not even desire to be. You won't even know where. You don't know, should I go south? Should I go north? Should I get on the interstate? Or should I take back roads? Well, that's how life is. You can have whatever you in life, you go, if you don't have a plan for your life, if you don't have a desire, then if you don't add faith to that, you'll end up nowhere. And many people in life, which will not be us or will not be anyone on this call, recognize that they have lived for some 50 years, some 60 years, some 70 years, and they're like, I have nothing. I own nothing. My health is not good. My family is not good. My spiritual life is not good. You know, because we deal with 10 different aspects in IMA. There are 10 different categories that we actually look at. But because these individuals failed to plan, they failed to have an idea, they failed to use their imagination, they failed to add faith to that idea, they failed to actually write down a plan, and then they failed to put that plan into action. And then once they put that plan into action, once they did not put that plan into action, they also failed to be persistent in it. They ended up at the end having nothing and only having sadness and disappointment. But today we challenge you, based on the principles that we've learned in this book, and we challenge ourselves to do the reverse. What is that idea? What is that God-given idea that God has given you? Today, see it. See that idea. Use your imagination. If it's a sum of money, if you see yourself with $1 million, see yourself with that $1 million. Feel it. See how you're going to get there. If you see yourself in good health, see yourself in good health. And then begin to study. Get a plan. What do I need to do? How do I need to eat? What do I need? How do I need to exercise? What is it that I need to do? If your family is in a state of turmoil, see your family whole. See your family healed. And then institute a plan. What do I need to do to be the peacemaker and bringing things together and things like that? And then once you see it, mix it with faith. Have a plan. Put the plan into action. Be persistent in following it. And then allow your burning desire to lead you to success. Thank you.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I do want to remind everyone that we are monitoring the International Masterminders Association Facebook page, and I want to give a big shout-out to Miles Fitzpatrick. He's probably on the line now. He got our message that we're online, and he's joined us, so welcome if you're out there listening. I also want to remind you that we have the chat room opening, and we're monitoring that as well. And also to remind you, if you are on the call and you have a question or a comment, if you press 1, we could recognize you and have you have the mic at that time, and then just remember to press 1 again so that we can take your hand down. You are listening to IMA, and we are exploring the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and other shows anytime on the web or join us live by calling in the show at 661-554-9219. So, guys, God promises that riches, he promises us riches that money cannot buy. And some ideas about faith, which comes from a very unlikely source, that is the classic Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. In his book, he states that faith is a state of mind which may be induced or created by affirmations or repeated instructions to the subconscious mind through principle of auto-suggestion. He states that faith is a starting point of all accumulations of riches. Faith is the basis of all miracles and all mysteries which cannot be analyzed by the rules of science. Faith is the only known antidote for failure. Faith is the element, the chemical, which, when mixed with prayer, gives one direct communication with infinite intelligence. He also states that faith is the element which transforms the ordinary vibration of thought created by your mind of a man into spiritual equivalation. He also states that faith is the only agency through which the cosmic force of indefinite intelligence can be harnessed and used by any man. So if you're interested about the book, just know that financial riches, there's 13 principles listed in his book, and we're going to discuss that on the show this morning as well. Now, we know that everyone has goals, but not everyone acts on those goals. We all set goals, perhaps without even knowing it. You won't go on vacation without knowing where you're going. You're not going to plant a garden without knowing what you want to grow in it. Now, are you really going to build a house without giving the builder any instructions? So the more intentional we are in setting our goals, the more likely we will be to achieve them. And for the Christian, or if you are Christian or whatever your faith is, when we include God in the process, we are assured success. So let me ask you this. Why do we set goals? And I'll tell you, goals provide direction and purpose. They are finish lines. When we set goals, our choices for our activity become purposeful. Otherwise, circumstances and other people and feelings determine where you end up. I mean, if you don't set those goals and plan them for yourself, someone else is going to set those goals and plan them for you. Another reason to set goals is because goals help you crystallize your thinking. If you aim at nothing, you're going to hit it every time. When you set a goal, you tend to focus your goal or focus thinking on what you want to accomplish. And this is why goals should be written down rather than merely a thought or just talking about it. Because a written goal gives you an instant focus and a reminder. And one of the things that we do in International Mastermind is we have a binder is what you would call it, or a workbook. And in this book, we have we can set annual goals, monthly goals, and better yet, we set weekly goals. When we do this and we come with our mastermind groups, we're able to share our information, we're sharing our goals, and we're helping each other stay accountable to those goals. Because, yes, you may write them down, but if you never go back to them and review them, then most of the time you're not going to complete what you wanted to complete. So we're holding each other accountable for that. So it is best to have those goals written down, because I can think of several goals throughout the day thinking, but I need to make sure that I write them down. And why set goals? Goals provide personal motivation. It encourages all that you are, all that you stand for, and all that you strive for. Couples should never set a goal apart from or in disagreement with one another, and that's how we act as in our mastermind groups. But going further, goals should reflect the direction for both the husband and the wife if they decide to hold goals. Unique to the marriage, but it's not to one of the individuals. It's the whole marriage, and that's how we look at our group because we're holding each other accountable, and then we're setting goals for our groups. So it's almost similar to those of a marriage. Another reason to set goals, a goal is a statement of God's will for you. Goals are stated as our future objectives, and only God lives in the future. So when you set a goal, you have to make a statement that says, God's willing, and I believe I should achieve the following. Otherwise, for a Christian or for anyone with faith, a goal is merely a presumption. So I advise you to make it a statement. And when you set that goal, you just say, God willing, I believe I should achieve the following. Now, I do want to ask at this time, I'm actually monitoring, again, as I say, the International Masterminders Association Facebook page. So if you have a question, you want to let us know you're there, go right ahead there. I'm also monitoring the chat room, so welcome to our guests there. If you have a question, go ahead and post it in the chat room, and we'll make sure that we put it there. But at this time, do we have any callers that want to chime in before we go into the next section? Do we have anyone out there that want to raise their hand? Remember, you press 1, raise your hand, and I will acknowledge you and put you in the call. And just remember to press 1 again to take your hand down. And we are looking good on the phone call, so I thank you, listeners, this morning. I thank you in the chat room. I thank Ann McNeil because she's always thinking of others and putting others first, and which helps us as a organization to move forward. We're moving forward as an organization, but as well as individuals. Now, I would love to talk to you about how to set faith goals. So the first thing I want to talk about is spend time with God. Seek his will and his direction, and he will respond by giving you that direction. And how do you do that? You could do that by meditating, prayer. Just find a quiet spot or some time. And what I like to do is before I get out, before my feet touch the ground in the morning, that's the time that I'm spending my time with God. Another way to do that is record your impressions. As you spend time with God, you may need to record what he seems to be saying to you. As you write those things down, assurance and conviction will result. Continually ask God, what would you have me do? And that is very important. I am a believer of journaling, and I probably carry my journal everywhere. And I get the nice, pretty cover, so I don't mind seeing this journal around everywhere, but I keep it by my bed as well. So record those impressions and continue to ask, what would you have me do? The next one is make the goal measurable. After spending time with God and recording what he says to you, you are ready to set a faith goal. And a faith goal is a statement of God's will. For example, to be a good mother is not a goal but a purpose statement. To spend 15 minutes a day with each of my children is a goal that can be measured. To make the goal measurable so that you have that time limit, you already have that statement out there. So if you put a time with it, an amount with it, that's showing that it's measurable. Another action to set a faith goal is to take action. Faith is acting on the basis of what God wants us to do. So take action, and you need to take action daily. The means of accomplishment may not be evident, but if it is based on God's will, you can count on him to show you those means. The goal may be set with apparent inadequate resources, and if it is God's goal, it is God's responsibility to provide those resources, and he will because he is a faithful God. Resources, I mean, I have been surrounding myself with like-minded people, and I am so grateful to Ann McNeil. When I met her in a leadership class that I was taking, I was going through a point in my life. This was back in 2008, and I was going through a point in my life that I didn't know where I was. I didn't know where I wanted to go, but I knew that I wanted to go somewhere. And this is, again, God putting people in my life for a reason at a certain time, and that was Ann McNeil. She kind of told me about International Masterminders, and to be honest, I didn't know what Masterminders were and what it consists of. So she invited me to a mid-year meeting, and when I tell you the one that's coming up on August 18th, I advise you that if you are not already masterminding, this is the best time to attend this meeting, because you're going to hear from some of the most outstanding people on this universe that have set goals and how far they have come. But I say all of this because he continues to surround me with people and the resources that I need to achieve the goals that I have set for myself. So it is very important to, if it's God's will for you, it's going to happen. And one person told me once that you're fighting against God's plan. And I didn't know what that meant, but I'm sure that if you ask God for something that you want and you're not getting it right away, and again, he may not come at that time, but it is coming, and it may not come how you want it to come. It may be dressed up in something else, but it's there. And we have to recognize that if it's for us and if it's in God's plan for us, it's going to happen. So another way to set faith goals, the goal may require you to set an objective without fully understanding it, and that's exactly what I was saying. So by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he, you know, would afterward receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going to go. And that's pretty much what we all do every day. I mean, we know we want to go somewhere. We're setting those goals and we're seeing those goals and we're trying to achieve those goals. But that's where faith comes in. So I do want to remind you, and if we have any new calls that jumped in, if you have a question or a comment, you want to chime in, even if you just want to say, woohoo, just press 1 on your keypad and we'll open up the line for you. Belinda, did you want to add anything or say anything in regards to that? Because I feel like I've just been talking, and I do want to give you that opportunity to chime in and share your knowledge as well.
Thank you, Trixie. You've done an excellent job, and I'm just looking forward to you continuing on that. Just to add, though, this is so true. Since I've been a part of the International Masterminders, I've also been able to more formulate what God is saying to me, actually to put it in a plan. I was already spending time with God. I was already asking him, what would you have me to do? But then after I joined and I became affiliated with Ann McNeil, and she would talk to me one-on-one and just ask me questions and give me guidance, then I'd learn the importance of, let's write it down, let's set the goals, make it measurable, and I actually have an affirmation, a daily affirmation, and in reading that every day, it's dated here, May the 31st, 2012, so it has not been that long, but I've already seen fulfillment of a lot of the things. I've already seen my life coming in line with what I'm speaking. So I've been able to add faith to it. I've had a definite plan and also have surrounded myself with people and resources that are needed. And it really, really does work. So I, like Trixie, encourage you to come out on August the 18th. I encourage you to follow the steps that Trixie is sharing with us now, because they really, really will lead you to a road of success.
Thank you, Belinda, for chiming in. We do have another caller with area code 269 with your hand up, and I am now going to pass the mic over to you. Just one moment here, and you should now – nope, hold on.
Hello.
You're able to talk. Area code 269?
Yes, good morning. This is Miles Fitzpatrick out of Battle Creek, Michigan.
Good morning, Miles.
Hi, I'm really enjoying your program today, and I can just say that, you know, this is right on point. It really is something I've lived by for quite a while, and just reading some of Napoleon Hill's work and just some of the contemporary work that is echoing his classic work. It just really works. If you put the principles into operation, they will replicate every time. It's almost like clockwork. You just have to be diligent to it. And I've seen it this year in my finances, and I'm just super excited about finishing up the second quarter. We're into the third quarter of 2012. Can't believe that the year is half over, but to God be the glory. All right, thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you, Miles, for chiming Miles. In. And if you remember, yes.
Can Miles tell us how he heard about the program? How did he find out about Blog Talk? Give us a little information.
Okay. Let's see. I think that about a year ago, I think that Dr. Merritt, Mia Merritt, had posted something on her Facebook page. But this morning, Trixie put something on the International Mastermind Facebook page, and I said, "Oh, it is Saturday morning. I haven't listened in six or 8 months or something. Let me see what." Then I asked what time it was, and she said, "Now." So I said, "Oh, okay." So that's how I found out. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, if you press one, Miles, I can take you off, and then that way, if you have another question, we'll make sure to recognize you. We did have someone else hand raised, and it went down, so I'm not sure if they, press one again because they wasn't sure. So make sure that if you want to speak with us, that we want to recognize you, and just go ahead and press one again. Again, I want to remind you that you are currently listening to the International Masterminders Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m., so you can visit us on the website for more information about IMA through www.internationalmasterminders.com or on our Facebook page, International Masterminds Association. Follow us by liking our page. The name of the book, again, is Think and Grow Rich. This is the original version, restored and revised by Napoleon Hill, and the ISBN number is 1.59330.200.2. And I see we have some more callers, so area code 561-306-3677. You are now able to speak to us. So just 1 second here. Go ahead, please. 306-3677.
Good morning, Trixie and Belinda. So good to hear you ladies. And I, Angela Williams, I am enjoying this phone call. I'm at my family reunion in Chicago, but Belinda texted me to remind me, and I want to say thank you because these steps that you are sharing this morning, Trixie, are so awesome. Being a masterminder, we can always get some new insight and some new information, and sometimes we heard stuff, but just a fresh twist on it brings life to us. So you ladies are doing an awesome job. Thank you so much. So I'm like Belinda. She says she's looking forward to you continuing on with the list, and so am I. So thank you so much for the show. It's an awesome call this morning.
Thank you, Angela. It's always a pleasure to hear from you, and we thank you mostly for being out there with your family and thinking of us. So it shows that we're part of your family as well. Thank you.
Yes, you are. Awesome.
Thanks. Okay, now our next caller, it looks like it is our founder, Ann McNeil. So I'm going to go ahead and put Ann on the phone, and I just want to remind Angela to press 1 so that you take your hand down in case you have another question. Ann McNeil, you have the mic now.
Good morning again. I want to thank Miles for chiming in. He's been following us on our International Mastermind page for quite a while, and I just want to thank him for calling in and would like to encourage him to consider flying down and joining us in August to participate in our mid-year program for the International Mastermind Association. And if that is too soon, he can join us in January when we have our annual meeting at the Embassy Suites in Boca. But I'd like to ask Angela if she is still on the call, since we are a month before our mid-year, if those who call in, if your mastermind is, if you will be willing to share at least one experience at the mid-year or the annual. And I'd like to ask Angela, because she was one of the very few people that once I spoke with her about what we do, she showed up at the mid, I think it was the annual, one of the first meetings, and she had done everything, everything. She had her goals written out. She had an affirmation. She had the plans. She had the dates. So if Angela is still listening and she could just come back and share, because I think the testimonials from the stories that people share, because those of you that are hosting the show, you're making the point. But for the rest of us to come on and make the story to go along with the point you're making, those who are listening in really will get the feeling and the understanding that you must not miss. Let me put it in a positive. You must be in the place on August 18th at the Embassy Suite. So, Angela, I'm going to jump off and she can come back on. Trixie, please, thanks.
Actually, you guys, I have both your mics open so that you can continue to discuss with each other. So go ahead.
Okay. All right, Angela,
it's so funny, Trixie, because when you were speaking and you told your Ann McNeil story, I wrote down my Ann McNeil experience, and I just got caught up in what I was saying that I never said anything. Look, it just goes to show about when you write something down. Here, Ann will come back and ask me to come on to share something. So that's I just love the power of writing things down and speaking things. But any of you who is out there listening to us and you've never been to the mid-year or the annual, please, I'm like Ann, you have to be in the place. It's a life-changing experience. Trixie met Ann a little bit before you. I met her in 2007. And she started to, well, she didn't share Mastermind with me. She asked me to look at something about Mastermind. I got the edit to the workbook, began to look at it, read it, and then I called her back. And that was in August or September, and then the annual was in January. I showed up to the annual in January of 2008 with my goals, I had done my annual survey, wrote my goals, had a timeline for 2008. The only thing I didn't have was a group yet, but I knew that would come eventually. And I went to the annual in Miami on the beach, and it was just an awesome experience. I met some really great people that I'm still in relationships with to this day. And it's been just such a wonderful experience because, like so many people, I had things that I was doing, things I wanted to do, things I wanted to get bigger and better or grow, but the thing that I wasn't doing was writing them in an organized manner, affirming my goals on a daily or regular basis, and then I didn't have that group of like-minded people that could assist me. So when I came to IMA, that was the added caveat that brought a lot of things to life, and I've achieved a lot of goals and did things that I was planning to do that had not been done. So please, a plane ticket away, it's a great investment to your future. And if you're looking to go somewhere you've never been before, let us help you write a plan and teach you how to do this and get you connected with some other people that can assist you along the way. Because Trixie said something as I was leaving the call, that by calling in today showed that I was a part of the IMA family. You really do become a part of a family. You can reach out to people, get connected to people, and we're family. And like all families, we get together, we have events, we talk, we laugh. Sometimes we agree to disagree agreeably, but we do it and we're still hanging out together. So come on down, join us, and let us help you do some great things. So thanks, Ann, because I certainly had wrote it down, my Ann McNeil experience, and forgot to share it. So join us August 18th. My group will be hosting the month of August. We're the Anointed Masterminders, and we'd love to have you come to Florida and be with us during the month of August.
Awesome. Thank you. Now, ladies, I don't know if this is the right place or if you want me to just keep referring to the website, but do you have the price of the event on August 18th? Is that already, has that been determined, or do they need to just go to the website?
I think Ann might know the price. Is it $40, Ann?
Is
there early bird
registration? Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think it is $40, but it is also on the website. So thank you for that question,
okay.
Trixie. And Jackie Pierce may be listening in, and if it's not $40, somebody from the committee can chime in. But it is a steal. Let me say that. It is a steal.
Yes, it is.
For what you get in return.
Definitely. definitely. The experience itself. So thank you, ladies. I'm going to go ahead and put your mic down here. And so press 1 so that I can take you down. If anyone else is out there that wants to chime in, please press 1 on your phone, and we will open up the mic so that you could chime in and talk with us. And it looks like I do have another one. So area code 703-598-1328, you now have the mic.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Cynthia Hopkins Brown. I'm calling from D.C., and I am also a part of the International Masterminders. My story with my Ann McNeil story, I was in Florida actually living there, and I was on the phone. I had met Ann at a theater, and she invited me to one of the events, your annual event. And I went to the annual event, and I have to say, after going to that event, my life has changed. The goals that I had set, I have been able to accomplish. And prior to meeting Ann, I had been reading Think and Grow Rich, and I did not have the mastermind part of my life. And so when she told me about the annual meeting and said it was masterminders, she didn't even have to convince me to go. I knew right then that was the missing link that I needed in order for my life to grow and for me to achieve and accomplish the goals that I wanted to set. And so I just wanted to say hello, Trixie, let you know that you're doing a magnificent job. I'm so inspired, and thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for anyone that needs their life and wanting a change in their life. They should be at the mid-year Masterminders event.
Awesome. Thank you, Cynthia, for chiming in and sharing your story about International Masterminders, as well as our mentor and founder, Ann McNeil. So thank you. Again, I do want to remind the callers that you are listening to IMA Blog Talk Radio Show this morning. Every Saturday morning at 8 a.m., we are on the air. And I don't know what the topic is for July, but I am excited to hear those ladies get on the phone and discuss more of Think and Grow Rich with you. So you can listen to this and other shows anytime on the web, or you can join us live by calling into the show at 661-554-9219. And if you want to communicate with us while we're talking, just press 1. I'm also monitoring our chat room. So we do have 2 people in the chat room there. No questions to be asked yet. And we're also monitoring the International Mastermind Association Facebook page. So if you are not a fan, go ahead and like us and follow us on the Facebook page. So at this time, let's see, before I continue, I do see that we have another caller on hold, and that's area code 786-975-4534. You are now on the air.
Hi, Trixie. This is Danelle McNeil. Hello to everyone out there.
Hello. Is this the baby
billion? Today? Nope, this is the eldest of the two.
All righty. Well, hello there.
I just wanted to let you know that you are doing a fantastic job. And since you mentioned the month of July, our group, Planned with Intention Masterminders, will be covering the month of July. And we will start off the month with Chapter 3, which is auto-suggestion. So we're really excited about the great work that you all have done for the month of June. And we hope to be able to continue that for the month of July.
Awesome. Well, we will look forward to chiming in with you guys, and you'll see that the magic begins to happen after that first call. So thank you for chiming in with us. And
thank
if you press 1, we'll take your hand down in case you have another question. It looks like we have Miles back up in rotation. So, Miles, you now have the mic.
Hey, good morning again. I just wanted to say thank you to Ann McNeil for the personal invite down to Florida. It, as it happens, it falls just 2 days prior to me flying out to Kenya, overseeing a children's orphanage and doing some pastoral crusades. So, but the annual event in January is quite possible. So, but I thank you for the invitation, and you guys are going to have a great time. I'll try not to be envious. Thank you.
Okay, thanks again, Mal, for chiming in, and you have a great time over there in Kenya. Okay, we do have another caller on the phone that's chiming in. Area code 561. The number is 6550881. You now have the mic.
Good morning, Trixie. It's Stephanie Ebanks calling in from sunny West Palm Beach for a change.
Stephanie, hey.
How are you?
Good.
Just want to say thank you guys for hosting this month. It's been wonderful listening to you. You've done a phenomenal job. And we just also want to remind your listeners that we do have a youth mastermind, and they are hosting their own Blog Talk program tomorrow, Sunday at 5 p.m. They have their own Blog Talk show. So please listen in and help support our youth masterminders as they also take over the mic on Sunday at 5 p.m. for the Blog Talk Sunday youth mastermind.
Now, do they call into the same number, Stephanie? Just want to let our callers know if they have any youth to pass that information along. So do they call into the same number that they can call in today?
Yes, they call in the same number, 661-554-9219, and they can also visit us at the blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. And it's Sunday at 5. It's not just for youth. They do this radio show. They host it, and they speak to their guests. But it's also for adults, so please support our youth, and please call in tomorrow. They'll be interviewing Deborah Price and Anissa Rashid, who are creators of the Queen to Queen program and Education Africa. So some good information. So please join us and support our youth masterminders.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It looks like Ann McNeil had raised her hand. So, Ann, did you have anything to add to that before we get Stephanie off the phone?
No, I was going to ask her to please mention the guest that the youth are going to be speaking to, as she did. So I took my hand down.
Okay.
Thank you,
awesome.
Stephanie.
Thank
Bye-bye.
Thank you, ladies. Well, okay, if we don't have any other hands raised and we do not have any people commenting in the chat room and we do not have anyone on the Facebook page, look, I am like all over the place this morning, so thank you guys. I will continue with the 13 Steps to Riches that's named in Think and Grow Rich. You've probably already heard another group speak on desire. This week we have been speaking on faith, and it seems like we have another group coming up the month of July on auto-suggestion. So then we have the next 10 steps are specialized knowledge, imagination, organized planning, decisions, persistence, power of mastermind, the mystery of sex transmutation. We have subconscious mind, the brain, and the sixth sense. Those are the 13 steps to riches that Napoleon Hill has stated in Think and Grow Rich. And so if you don't have that book and you're not reading that book, I would suggest you do. I have read the book. I have highlighted in the book. I have page marked the book. I go by this book, so I do let you know that reading this book do for you? Number one, it brings you the secret formula, which was the basis of Andrew Carnegie's future. Number two, it gives you the guts to demand more of your life and to get it. Number three, it shows you how to convert your ideas into cash. Number four, it shows you how to master the six basic fears. Number six, it gives you the practical knowledge of the mysteries of the sixth sense. That was number five. And number six is it shows you how to master procrastination. So if you fall into any of those categories, this book will help you overcome that. What constitutes enduring riches? Everyone desires to be rich, right? But is it right to believe that riches is to consist only in material things that money can buy? No. What constitutes enduring riches is having a positive mental attitude, a sound physical health, harmony in your relationships, freedom from fear. And what does fear stand for, as Belinda has stated to us a few calls ago, that false evidence appearing real. It helps with the hope of the future achievement, the capacity of applied faith. Enduring riches is willingness to share one's blessing with others, and Ann McNeil is so good at doing that. Enduring riches is to be engaged in the labor of love, open mind on all subjects toward all people. Enduring riches is complete self-discipline, wisdom with which to understand people, and mostly of all, financial security. That is enduring riches. I mean, we want to be rich. Everyone wants to be rich. Everyone thinks about it, you know, trying to figure out ways to do it. I mean, there's good ways and there's definitely, most of all, bad ways. So we encourage you, you know, not to only do those things, but we want you to do the good things. And setting your goals and having faith, that's the starting point. That is definitely the starting point. I mean, we've had everyone chiming in, telling us, you know, that they're enjoying this subject. This subject and reading this book, I mean, I've read the book before, but this subject alone has changed a lot that's been happening in my life, and it has done wonders for me. And I suggest that you guys do the same thing. I do want you to remember that your business in life is presumably to achieve success. To be successful, you must find peace of mind, acquire the material needs of life, and above all, attain happiness. All of these evidence of success begin in the form of thought impulses. You may control your own mind. You have the power to feed it, whatever thought impulses you choose. With this privilege goes also the responsibility of using it constructively. You are the masters of your own earthly destinies, just as surely as you are. You have the power to control your own thoughts. You may influence, direct, and eventually control your own environment, making your life what you want it to be. Or you may neglect to exercise the privilege, which is your privilege, to make your life to order, thus casting yourself upon the broad sea of circumstances where you will be tossed here and there like a chip on the waves of the ocean. There are no limitations to the mind except those we acknowledge. Both poverty and riches are the offsprings of thought. Financial independence, riches, desirable business, and professional positions are not within, excuse me, I don't know what happened there, but both are not within the reach of the person who neglects or refuses to expect, plan, and demand these things. As Ann McNeil always says, you have to have a dream in order for dreams to come true. I want you all to go out and have an awesome, awesome week. Have an awesome weekend. Share it with your family. We are the masters of the Masterminders Mastermind Group. Here for IMA, we thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning, and we look forward to listening to next week's call, which starts the July series with another group. But again, it's every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. So you all do go out, enjoy your family, have a wonderful weekend. Thank you all for listening to us this month. Thank you for being part of this family. Thanks again to all of our listeners, all of the blog talks tuning in to Blog Talk Radio Masterminders. There are no goodbyes. We are just signing off, and we will be back on the call next Saturday listening to the other group, Rock Our World. So thank you, guys. Go out and have a blessed day. Thank you. Hey, Stephanie, did you have another question for us? I'm going to put you on the mic because I see you're still out there. Did you have another question? Okay, nope, I think we're all done. Thank you, guys. And again, have an awesome, awesome day.